多前书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
新约圣经。
New Testament.
哥林多前书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5.
风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。
It is actually reported that there is immorality among you, an immorality of such a kind as does not exist even among the Gentiles, that someone has his father's wife.
你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这样事的人从你们中间赶出去。
And you have become arrogant and have not mourned instead, in order that the one who had done this deed might be removed from your midst.
我身子虽不在你们那里，心却在你们那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人。
For I on my part, though absent in body, but present in spirit, have already judged him who has so committed this as though I were present.
就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在。奉我们主耶稣的名，并用我们主耶稣的全能。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, when you are assembled,And I with you in spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus.
要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。
I have decided to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
你们这自夸是不好的。岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？
Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough?
你们既是无笑的面，应当把旧笑除尽，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Clean out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump.Just as you are in fact unleavened, for Christ our Passover also has been sacrificed.
所以我们守这节不可用旧笑，也不可用恶毒邪恶的笑，只用诚实真正的无笑饼。
Let us therefore celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人相交。
I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with immoral people.
此话不是指着世上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的，勒索的，或拜偶像的。若是这样，你们除非离开世界方可。
I did not at all mean with the immoral people of this world, or with the covetous and swindlers, or with idolaters, for then you will have to go out of the world.
但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可。
But actually I wrote to you not to associate with any so-called brother, if he should be an immoral person, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reveler, or drunkard, or swindler, not even to eat with such a one.
因为审判教外的人与我何干？教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗？
For what have I do?Was judging outsiders. Do you not judge those who are within the church?
至于外人有神审判他们，你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
But those who are outside, God judges. Remove the wicked man from among yourselves.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你何等的爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you for you have loved us with such a love.
你的爱实在是从来都没有改变。
Your love has never changed.
今天我们都成了你爱的俘虏。
And today we have all become captives of your love.
主，我们今天愿意谦卑的匍匐在你的面前。
And we humble ourselves before you.
愿你的圣灵把你的话向我们解开。
May your Holy Spirit open up your words to us.
愿我们能摸着你的心。
That we may touch your heart.
愿我们进入圣灵的感觉。
And enter into your spirit.
愿我们在地上过一个圣洁的生活。
So that we may live a holy life on this earth.
我们愿意讨你的喜悦。
That we may please you.
我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
你以圣召召了我们。
You have called us with a holy call.
今天把我们都带到你的面前。
And today you have brought us all before you.
你让我们在这个世代面前成为你自己的见证。
That in this generation we shall become your testimony.
让我们在这样一个弯曲背扭的世代的里面成为无瑕疵的儿女。
And that in this wicked, crooked generation that we may be your children without blemish.
让你自己生命的道表明出来。
That we may live out your way of life.
主，我们早晨一同谦卑地伏在你的面前。
This morning, Lord, we submit ourselves into your hands.
让你的话语来光照我们。
May you shine into our hearts with your words.
求主你的怜悯临到我们每一个人的身上。
That your mercy shall come upon each one of us.
你的同在覆庇我们。
And cover us with your presence.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask, Amen.
我们知道《哥林多前书》是一卷很特别的书信。
We know that First Corinthians is a very unique book.
因为当我们在读这卷书信的时候
，When we are reading this book,
我们发现它讲到许许多多在教会中的难处。
We discover that it deals with a lot of difficult issues that arises in church.
但是当圣经说到这些难处的时候
But when the Bible mentions about these difficulties
和人在那里谈论这些难处是不一样的
It is different than when men discuss about these kind of difficulties
当人看见教会中有难处的时候
When men behold any issues in the church
人的眼目就顶直直看见这些难处
Our eyes are only focused on the issues
心里想的也是这些难处
Our heart dwells on these issues
嘴里所说的也是这些难处
And all we talk about are these issues
甚至在那里到处来传讲这些的难处
Even we pass them on as news
你发现好像在教会里充满了许多的死亡
It seems like this church is filled with many deaths
因为人只看见了难处
Because our eyes only see the difficulties
但当圣经说到这些难处的时候
But when the Bible mentions about any difficulties
它乃是让我们看见我们的主
It always brings our focus upon our Lord Jesus
所以有的弟兄这样告诉我们
Some brother tells us
哥林多前书乃是让我们在混乱中看见我们的主。
The book of First Corinthians shows us Jesus Christ in all chaos.
他让我们看见我们的主，他仍然坐在宝座上。
It shows us that our Lord always sits on the throne above.
他让我们看见这条十字架的道路。
And he shows us the way of the cross.
他让我们里有盼望。
It gives us hope in our hearts.
他让我们的眼目定睛在基督的身上。
Because our eyes are focused on the Lord.
当我们在看这些难处的时候
When we look at these issues
有的时候我在想
Sometimes I would think
这些难处很多时候都是一些肉体都是一些的罪恶
All these issues often arises from our flesh and from sin
我感觉这些是该刚刚得救的时候就已经解决的问题了
I thought these things should already be resolved when we are first saved
为什么我们还要花时间在这里来讲这些事情呢
Why do we still need to spend time to talk about these things
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
与罪恶的征战是一生之久的事
The battle with evil is through our whole entire life
我们蒙恩得救了
after we're saved.
主把我们从罪的捆绑中拯救出来。
Our Lord Jesus has delivered us from the bondage of sin.
他赦免了我们一切的罪。
He has forgiven all our sins.
但是我们今天并没有离开这个罪恶的世界。
But today we have not left the sinful world.
我们不属这个世界。
We do not belong to this world.
但是主并没让我们离开这个世界。
But the Lord again did not allow us to leave this world.
主也没有把那个罪的那个根从我们身上拔掉。
He also did not pluck out the root of sin from within.
这一个邪情私欲还在我们的里面。
All this evil lust and desire still lives in our heart.
而且当我们越来越认识我们的主。
And the more we know our Lord.
当我们越来越愿意来顺从我们的神。
The more we're willing to yield ourselves to Him.
我们发现这场征战是何等严肃的一件事。
We discover that this battle is so serious.
这场征战是一生之久的事。
And these battles will take our whole life to fight. 没有
一个时刻是可以放松下来的。
We cannot relax in even a moment.
我们在主里安息。
We can rest.
但我们却要警醒的生活。
We can rest in the Lord, but we need to live.
我们不能够有任何放松的时间。
We cannot relax ourselves.
所以当我们说到这些难处的时候
And so when we look at these issues,
愿我们的眼目都转向我们的神
Let us turn our eyes to the Lord
让我们看见基督并他钉十字架
And we may see Christ and he who crucified
当这里在记载这些难处的时候
When the Bible recorded these issues
好像在神的感觉里面
It seems as if in God's feeling
嫉妒纷争好像是在神的眼中是非常非常严重的事
That he considered jealousy and division something very important
因为这破坏了基督身体的合一
And because this destroys the harmony among the children of God
弟兄姊妹身体的合一被破坏是一件非常严肃的事
Brother and sister it is a very serious matter when you destroy the harmony in a body
因为当一个身体合一被破坏的时候
And because when the unity of the body is destroyed
这个身体就开始软弱
This body becomes weak.
这个身体它那个抵御外界那个的能力就降低。
It loses the ability to defend itself against the outsiders.
你发现在哥林多教会的里面。
And in the church of Corinth.
因为他们在那里嫉妒，在那里纷争。
And because they have jealousies and divisions among them.
合一的实际不存在了。
The reality of unity does not live.
外面可以在一起的聚会。
Outwardly, they can assemble together.
但是里面那个交通失去了。
But inwardly, they have lost the fellowship.
你发现这个身体是何等的软弱。
You discover that this body is so weak.
像这样的败坏的罪。
And such corrupt sins.
这样可耻的罪。
Such shameful sin.
竟然能够在他们中间被包容。
It continued to persist among them.
弟兄姊妹，这实在太可怕的一件事。
Brother and sister, this is a fearful thing.
他们竟然没有感觉。
They have no feeling.
弟兄姊妹，一个身体如果没有感觉，是非常可怕的一件事啊。
Brother and sister, if a body has lost its feeling, it's a very scary thing.
如果有个肢体它疼痛。
If there's a member of the body that is in pain,
我们说那个是有很大的难处。
We know something is wrong.
但如果一个肢体它没有了感觉
，But if a member has lost its sense of feeling,
这是更加严重的一件事。
And this is a more serious matter.
弟兄姊妹，如果有一个肢体它这样的没有感觉
，If there's a member that lost its senses,
医学上叫做这个半身不遂。
And the medical term for it is paralyzed.
如果是只有头有感觉，整个身体都失去了感觉。
If only the head has senses, but the rest of the body loses senses.
这叫做全身瘫痪。
That means the entire body is paralyzed.
当你读这里记载的时候
，When you read the recordings here,
好像在整个的聚会里是全身瘫痪一样。
It seems like the entire body is paralyzed.
这样败坏的罪存在他们的中间。
And they allow such corrupt sins to exist among them.
他们竟然没有感觉。
They have no feeling towards that sin.
有的时候，当我在读这张圣经的时候
，Sometimes when I'm reading this chapter,
我觉着好像是在要审判这个罪。
I feel that we need to judge this sin.
这个罪实在需要被审判。
This sin needs to be judged.
像这样败坏的罪是要从教会中被赶出去的。
We need to cast away such corrupt sins.
所有的罪都要从教会中被赶出去的。
We need to cast away all sins in the church.
但是当我们仔细读的时候
But when we read this carefully
你发现圣灵在这里所指责的还不仅仅是这个罪
you discover the Holy Spirit not only judged the sin.
你发现重点乃是说他们没有感觉。
But the emphasis is that they have lost their senses.
他们竟然对这样的罪恶没有感觉。
They have lost their feelings towards such sin.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，癌是非常可怕的一种疾病。
Friend, sister, we know that cancer is something we are afraid of.
如果我们听说有一个人生了癌，那真的是一件非常严重的事。
If we heard that anyone has cancer, then this is a big thing.
但是我们知道，其实癌之所以这样的严重。
The reason cancer is such a serious illness.
因为人今天对癌没有感觉。
It's because we lost our feelings towards cancer.
如果当一个细胞成为一个癌细胞的时候。
When a cell has turned into a cancerous cell.
如果身体有感觉的话。
And the body has feeling.
其实癌算不得什么。
In reality, that cancer cells is really nothing.
其实那个癌并没有那么严重。
It is not that serious.
只是当我们有感觉的时候，已经太晚了。
But it's when the body realizes something is wrong, it is too late.
弟兄姊妹，失去感觉是一件非常严肃的事情。
Friend, sister, it's such a serious matter when the body lost its senses.
弟兄姊妹，我们为了基督的身体。
Friend, sister, for the body of Christ.
我们需要谦卑下来。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们不能够做一个在教会中散布纷争的人。
We cannot be the one who causes division in the body.
耶和华心中所恨恶的有六样。
And there's 16 the Lord hates.
连他心中所恨的一共七样。
And the seventh that he detests.
那个第七样就是在弟兄中散布纷争的人。
And the seventh is the one who casts divisions among the brothers.
那是神心中所恨恶的。
That is the one that God detests.
弟兄姊妹，教会的合一被破坏是一件非常严肃的事。
Friend, sister, it's a serious matter when the unity in church is destroyed.
你发现当起初教会刚刚被建立的时候，
When the church was first built,
那个时候教会是何等的刚强。
At that time, the church was so strong.
弟兄姊妹之间完全敞开的交通。
They had open fellowship among all brothers.
他们中间没有任何的嫉妒，没有任何的纷争。
There is no jealousy and division among them.
就别说像这种淫乱的罪。
And not even such sin as described.
就是连一个说谎的罪，在他们中间都不能够存在的。
Not even a lie can exist among them.
任何说谎的罪都立刻受到了审判。
And any kind of lie was immediately judged.
那个光是何等的强呢？
The light among them is so bright.
弟兄姊妹，教会的合一是何等严肃的一件事。
Friend, sister, the unity in the church is such a serious matter.
你发现当教会的合一破坏的时候，
And you discover when this unity is destroyed.
当身体的实际不在的时候，
And when the reality of the body no longer exists.
你发现好像教会对这样的罪甚至都没有了感觉。
You discover that the church has lost its feeling towards such a kind of sin.
在这里告诉我们，他们不仅没有感觉。
Here it tells us not only they lost their feelings towards sin.
甚至他们有许多的错觉。
And they have a lot of misconceptions.
哦，他们还是觉得自高自大。
They are still arrogant.
他们还觉得自己很了不起的。
They still puffed up.
他们并不哀痛。
They did not mourn.
他们也不敢把行这样的事人赶出去。
They did not cast away one who has done such deeds.
弟兄姊妹，他们觉得他们已经作王了。
And they thought that they are already kings.
在第四章明明告诉我们，他们的感觉，他们好像作王一样。
In chapter 4, it tells us in their feelings they are like
kings. 作王是何等刚强的一个人呢？
They thought they are very strong.
但是他们在罪恶面前却软弱的都不敢说一句话。
But they are so weak before sin.
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
为什么？为什么他们还自高自大？
Why is it that they are still
为什么他们里面一点哀痛都没有？
Why is it they did not mourn in their hearts?
我不晓得做这样事的人是属哪一个派的。
I don't know who is this person who had committed such sin.
这个也可能，我们假设他是属亚波罗一派的。
Let's assume that he belongs to the Apollo side.
那我是属保罗一派的。
And I am from Paul's side.
当我听见这样事的时候，
And when I heard of such matter,
这就是跟随亚波罗的结果。
I would say this is the result of following after Apollos.
你看我跟随保罗跟随对了。
And look, I follow Paul's teaching. I am on the right track.
我跟随基督跟随对了。
I follow Cephas' teaching. I am on the right track.
我属基督属对了。
I follow Christ.
我比他们那一派的不知道高多少啊。
I am much better than you.
你看，跟随他最后的结果就是这样啊。
And this is the reason you follow that.
他们里面不仅不哀痛，反而觉得自己自高自大。
Not only did they not mourn in their heart, but they continue to be puffed up in their spirit.
那如果我正好也是亚波罗一派怎么办呢？
If I am of the Apollo's teaching,
这个不过是生活上的问题就是了。
Then I will explain this way and say, this is just a problem of life. You have an issue with your ways.
你们是更严重的问题。
And that is a more serious issue.
我的弟兄不过是掉在沟里就是了。
My brother had just fallen into a ditch.
他不过就是沾了一身泥巴就是了。
He is just wallowing in the
难道你们不知道神的爱吗？
Dirt. Don't you know about the love of God?
神的爱不是存到永远吗？
Isn't it God's love everlasting?
他无论是在家里边还掉在这个水沟里，他总是弟兄。
Whether if he's at home or he has fallen into a ditch, he is still our brother.
你们的爱上哪里去了呢？
Where is your love?
你们难道被神的爱所充满的吗？
Aren't you filled with the love of God?
难道不是爱遮掩许多的罪吗？
Isn't true that love covers all sin?
难道这不是圣经上所写的吗？
Isn't that the word from the Bible?
圣经上明明写爱遮掩许多的罪，你没听见吗？
The Bible says that love covers many sin. Didn't you read that part?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你读这段圣经，
when you read this portion of scriptures,
你觉得他们在那里遮盖吗？
Do you feel that they are covering the sin?
风闻在你们。
It is actually reported.
在有的翻译里说 universally reported. 全天下都知道了。
In some translation says it is universally reported that everyone knows.
弟兄姊妹，什么是爱？
Brother and sister, what is love?
什么是爱？
What is love?
圣经上说，爱乃是为了真理的缘故。
The Bible tells us that love is for the truth.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
主耶稣说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
真理要把人从罪中释放出来。
Truth shall set us free from our sin.
真理把人从败坏里面释放出来。
Truth shall set us free from our corruptions.
爱乃是为了真理的缘故。
And love is for the reason of truth.
弟兄姊妹，爱不是让那个败坏继续的在教会中存在。
Love does not cause evil to continue to persist.
爱乃是把那个恶从教会中赶出去。
But love will remove that wickedness.
当我们丧失真理的时候
，When we lost the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们的敬虔只有外貌而没有实际。
Then our piety is only outwardly.There is no reality.
我们的爱是一个外表的爱。
Our love is just an outward love.
没有爱的实际。
And there is not a reality.
你真的如果爱这个弟兄的话，
If you truly love this brother,
你总是让他从这个罪中出来。
You will always try to deliver him from the sin.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
他们里面失去了感觉。
They have lost their feelings.
他们的感觉是何等的轻呢？
And their feeling is so light.
甚至他们有了这样的一种的错觉。
Even they have such a misconception.
还觉得他们是有爱心的一般人。
They feel that they are people with love.
他们还是那样的自高自大。
They are still continue to be arrogant.
但是当我们读这段圣经的时候，
But when we read the scripture,
我们发现在保罗心里面那个感觉是何等的重。
You discover the burden in Paul's heart is so heavy.
他为神的儿女有祭邪的心。
And he has such a jealous heart for
the God. 他爱神的儿女。
Because he loves the people.
他保爱神的教会。
He treasures the church of God.
他说他为了基督的身体。
He says for the sake of the body.
他为了教会。
For the sake of the church.
他宁愿在他肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
He will rather to make up all the lackings in the body of the church.
主用重价买赎了教会。
For Christ has purchased the church with great price. He has sacrificed his life.
主保养顾惜他的身体。
He cares and cherishes his body.
每一个爱教会的人。
Each one of us who loves.
每一个看见神旨意的人。
Each one of us who has seen the will of God.
他里面的感觉是何等的重呢？
And his feeling in his heart will be so weighty.
他里面那个感觉好像都表达不出来。
It seems as if he cannot even express his feelings.
他说在风闻在你们中间竟然有这样的事。
He says it is actually reported that there is immorality among you.
这好像全天下都知道了。
It's as if the entire universe have heard it.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个做父母的心。
Brother and sister, this is the heart of a father.
记得在丹麦我们那有一个姊妹。
I remember there's a sister in Dumpling.
有一天她在吃饭的时候听见另外有人说到她的儿子。
And one day during a meal time, she heard someone talk about her son.
说到她儿子好像有点不乖。
And they were saying that her son is not too good.
其实才一个姊妹在讲。
And actually, there's only one sister who was saying that.
然后这个姊妹非常的难过。
And so this particular sister was very sad.
她就跟我们讲说，是不是我儿子在教会里已经非常有名了？
And she shared with us, says, is my son very famous for all his misbehaviors?
保罗里面感觉全天下人都知道了。
And that was the same feeling as Paul. He felt that everyone has known.
感觉是何等的重啊！
His feeling is so weighty.
因为他顾到生儿女的见证。
Because he cares for the testimony of the children of God.
他实在是看重生儿女的见证。
And he treasures the testimony of the children of God.
有一位弟兄这样告诉我们。
A brother had told us.
其实世人今天都在读圣经的。
And actually, all the people of this world are reading the Bible.
但他们读的圣经乃是生儿女每一天的生活。
But the Bible that they are reading is from the life of the children of God.
这是世人唯一要读的一本圣经。
And that is the only book of Bible.
有的时候我们想让他读圣经。
Sometimes we ask the people of this world to read the Bible.
但他看看我们身上所表现的。
But when they look at our behavior,
好像我们把它翻译的不对了。
It's like we have given a wrong translation.
所以那个弟兄接着又这样的告诉我们。
And so the brother continues to tell us.
说世人真正所需要的乃是一个更正的版本。
What the people of this world needs is a new translation, a revised translation.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon your testimony.
我们的生活真的真实的把圣经翻译过来吗？
Is our life have correctly translated?
是不是我们这个翻译和原文差距很多呢？
Or is it our translation is so far off from the original text?
保罗他是在看重生儿女的见证。
And Paul knows the importance of the testimony.
因为他认识神的心意。
Because he knows God's heart.
他那个写哥林多书信的时候，他正好是在以弗所。
When he was writing these epistles to Corinthians, he was at Ephesus.
他在那里三年之久，把神的旨意来告诉神的儿女。
He spent 3.5 years in Ephesus to tell the people there about the will of God.
神在创立世界以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
Before the creation of the world, God has already predestined us.
他把我们带到他的面前。
He has brought us before
him. 让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we can become holy without blemish.
又因爱我们。
And because he loves us.
让我们在基督耶稣里面都能够得到儿子的名分呢。
He has caused us to inherit the sonship in Christ Jesus.
这一帮哥林多教会弟兄姊妹，他们是要得儿子名分的一帮人呢。
And these brothers and sisters in Church of Corinth, they will inherit sonship.
弟兄姊妹，他们可是到现在这个时候还是在好像在罪恶中打滚一样。
But even up to now, they're still wallowing in sin.
这次弟兄们告诉我们，如果我们这一生神在我们身上大概是分成两个阶段。
And our life can probably divide into two sections.
头一段神要来对付我们的血气和罪恶。
The first part, God will deal with our flesh and
这是消极的一面。
In our nature.This is a positive side. But more positively, God would do the work of building in our lives. So that we can all receive the sonship. We can all become others' blessings. It is right that we will fight with sin with all our lives.
但是神是何等的不甘愿我们这一生都花在这些消极的一面。
But God is so unwilling for us to spend the rest of our life doing such passive things.
有的时候，我们有的时候看见有的这个很小的孩子，他们在地上打滚。
And sometimes we watch little children playing on the ground.
打滚，因为
tumbling on the ground.
因为他们的父母不听他们的话。
Oh, they throw a tantrum because their parents do not meet their demands.
他们这个不高兴了就在地上打滚。
And when they are upset, they tumble on the ground.
如果那小孩才一岁多的时候。
You know, when the little children, when they're just about 1 year old.
其实做父母的已经很难过了。
It is already very difficult for the parents.
如果那个小孩已经5岁了。
If the child is already 5.
他不高兴就在地上打滚。
And whenever he's upset, he just tumbles on the ground.
我不知道那个父母的心情是如何。
I don't know how the parent will feel in their heart.
如果那小孩已经十岁了
If the child is already 10 years old
一不高兴就在地上打滚
And he continues to throw a tantrum when he's unhappy
弟兄姊妹做父母的心要被刀刺透了
When sister, the parent's heart will be pierced with a knife
弟兄姊妹如果我们信主已经好多年了
My sister, if we have believed in the Lord for many years,
我们已经信主已经差不多十年了
We have already believed in Christ for about 10 years.
我们信主已经好多年了
We spent many years before in the Lord.
如果我们还是在罪恶中在打滚
And yet we still wallow in sin.
父的心是何等的伤痛呢
How we have hurt our Father's heart.
保罗他爱神的儿女
Paul loves the people of God.
他何等盼望他们不在那里在打滚
He so hoped that these people would not
他们能够晓得神的旨意
that they would know the will of God.
这次弟兄特别告诉我们
And this time the brothers tells us
如果我们要明白神的旨意
If we want to know the will of God
有一件非常重要的事
There's one thing that's very critical
我们需要有光
We need to have light
光不是充分条件但是是必要的条件
And light is not the only requirement
你的眼睛要好才可以
You need also to have a good eyesight
但是光总是需要的
But you absolutely
如果我们要看见的话
If you want to see
如果我们要看见神的旨意
If you want to know God's will
我们总是需要有光的
You always need to have light
但是罪一进来
But when sin enters
人就落在黑暗的里面
Man falls into darkness
有的这个弟兄姊妹他们在家里面种菜
Some brothers and sisters willGrow some vegetables at home.
他们告诉我他们有些的秘诀。
And they will share their secrets with me.
他说有的时候他们怕那个就是一些野草啊长到他们的那个菜园里面。
Sometimes they're afraid that the weeds will grow in their vegetable garden.
所以呢，他们就在那个有长了那野草的上面呢，就铺一层的报纸。
And they will cover.The weeded area with newspaper.
然后在上面再盖上土，然后再浇上肥。
And then they pile dirt on it and then put a fertilizer.
那些草一个都长不出来。
Then you discover that the weeds will not grow.
因为没有光。
Because there's no light.
弟兄姊妹，没有光是非常严肃的事。
Brother and sister, it's very serious when there is no light.
不仅我们看不见神的心。
Not only that we will not be able to see God's will.
我们可能信主很多年。
We will even after believing in God for many years.
我们的生命好像就是不能够长进。
Our life still will not grow.
当然，我相信在我们中间应该没有像这么严重的罪。
Of course, I truly believe that we will not have such awful sin as described here.
我那个罪很小。
Sometimes we feel that my sin is actually very small.
就有一个小罪，我还能够留下来。
Just a very minor sin.
你刚才提的这圣经这里边提的这几样都没有。
I don't have any sin that was just mentioned in this chapter.
这一点点小罪没有关系。
But the one I have is so minor. It's nothing.
我想可能这里说的罪好像像个大牛皮纸一样盖在上面。
I think the sin described here is like a great big sheet of skin that covers.
但是任何一个小罪就好像一层报纸一样。
But any small minor sin are just like a newspaper.
无论那个纸有多么薄。
No matter how thin that paper can be.
那个光就没有。
Light cannot penetrate through.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
保罗他对神的儿女有一个忌邪的心
Paul has a jealous heart for the people
of the Lord. 他们是要得儿子名分的一般人的
Because these are the people who will inherit sonship.
他们怎么能够活在这样黑暗的里面呢
And how can they continue to live in such darkness?
所以你看他里面的感觉是何等的重
And so his feeling for them is so heavy.
到了第三节
In verse 3.
他说我身子虽不在你们那里我心却在你们那里
For I on my part, though absent in body, but present in spirit.
我已经审判了这样的人。
And I have already judged him who has so committed this.
你不要以为我不在你们中间。
Don't think that just because I am not with you.
我的心天天与你们同在。
But my spirit is with you daily.
保罗这里给我们看见。
Paul shows us here.
他的同在和罪是势不两立的。
And if his presence is there, he cannot allow sin to
exist. 只要他在那里。
As long as he is there,
罪就不能在那里。
Sin cannot be at the same place.
弟兄姊妹，如果保罗里面都是这样的感觉
，Brother and sister, if Paul bears such feelings,
教会到底是谁的家
？Then, who is the owner of church?
教会乃是主的家。
The church is the house of God.
如果主在这里
If the Lord is here
主的同在和罪是势不两立的
God's presence cannot be in the same place with sin
你发现这里提到了三件事情
Here he mentioned three things
同在
Presence
主耶稣的名
The name of the Lord
主的全能
And the power of the Lord
弟兄姊妹这三样和罪是不能够同时存在的
These three things cannot be in the same place
是和罪势不两立的
These three things are opposite to sin
我们知道在旧约里面曾经这个以色列人打了败仗
We know that in the Old Testament sometimes Israelites will lose their battle
啊，他们的约柜被非利士人给抢走了
And the ark has been taken by the Philistines
我们知道约柜所代表乃是神的同在
And the ark always represents the presence of God
你说这些非利士人他们是拜偶像一般人
And these Philistines are people who worship idols
他们是活在罪恶中的一般人
They are people who live in sin
但是他们又要有神的约柜
And when they have obtained the ark of God
弟兄姊妹如果人一面要抓住罪一面又要神的约柜的话
Friend sister if there is a person who wants to have the ark of God and also hold on to their sin
弟兄姊妹只有一件事临到他们身上
There's only one thing that will come as a result
就是神的审判
And that is the judgment of God
因为神的同在和罪是不能够在一起的
Because God's presence cannot live with sin
神的同在是与罪势不两立的
And God's presence cannot share the same place with sin
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们看见神对罪的感觉是何等的重
And God has such heavy feeling towards sin
主的名乃是圣洁的
For his name is holy
以赛亚看见主的荣耀的时候就说圣在圣在圣在
When Isaiah saw the holiness
你的名在全地何其美
Holy, holy, holy How wonderful is your name
弟兄姊妹主耶稣的名是至圣的
Friends, sisters The name of our Lord
主耶稣的名在全地是最美的
His name is most beautiful in all universe
但是今天这个世界千方百计要羞辱主耶稣的名
But today's world tries all their means to shame the name of our Lord
你看现在要演的电影是专门羞辱主耶稣的名
You see the most current movies that are showing for its purpose is to shame the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
他们要羞辱我们主的名
The world is out to shame the name of our Lord Jesus
神的儿女的职责是什么
What is the ministry of the children of
God 我们知道在旧约里面大祭司是代表全体的神的百姓
In the Old Testament the high priest represents all the people of the Lord
他的势力在神的面前
As they stand and minister before the Lord
他的额头上只有一个牌子
And there is only one name plaque on his
forehead 耶和华为圣
Holiness to the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
罪带给主是何等大的羞辱
Sin has brought so much shame to our Lord
在神的儿女中间的罪带给我们主何等大的羞辱
All the sins that exist among the children of God has
当大卫犯罪的时候
brought such shame to God When David sinned
先知拿单告诉他
The prophet Nathan told him
你的罪是赦免了
Your sins
神真的慈爱是存到永远的
For God's loving kindness is forever
你的罪已经被赦了
Your sin has been forgiven
但是耶和华的仇敌却大得亵渎的机会
But the enemies of God has gained an opportunity to shame his name
弟兄姊妹耶和华的名是圣的
Brothers and sisters Our Lord Jesus' name is holy
我们今天有一个责任
Today we
教会今天在神面前有一个职责
The church has a responsibility
尊耶和华的名为圣
to give holiness to the name of our Lord
这里说到主的全能
Here it talks about the power of our Lord
弟兄姊妹主的全能在教会里面是和教会的圣洁成正比的
The power of Lord is in proportion to the holiness in the church
有的时候有的人跟我讲
Sometimes people tell me
说你那个讲话要稍微柔和一点
When you speak you need to speak with words of gentleness
这个不要这样的审判罪
And do not condemn sin like this
你对罪不能够这样的绝对
You cannot be so direct about sin
谁身上没点罪啊
And there's no one without sin
我们都不干净的
We're all filthy
你这样的来审判罪
if you condemn sin,
以后谁还敢来你的教会？
Then who dares to come to your church?
你的教会一会儿就关门了。
You will have to close down the door of your church.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的诡计。
But sister, that is a device of the enemy.
教会好像一艘船在海里行走一样。
And the church is like a boat that travels in the ocean.
这个世界好像充满了污秽的海洋一样。
And this world is just like an ocean full of filthiness.
我们知道，当这一个海水要进到船里的时候
，if the sea water wants to enter into this boat,
你觉得它的目的是什么
？What is its purpose?
它的目的是不是让这个船走得更好
？Is it the purpose is to help the boat to travel faster?
是不是让这个船的见证更加的明亮？
Or to cause the boat to have a better testimony?
是不是让这个船能够更加的被扩大
？Or to expand this boat?
弟兄姊妹，海水进到船里只有一个目的。
Francisco, when the sea water enters into the boat, there's only one purpose.
就是让这个船能够沉到海里面去。
Is to cause this boat to sink.
让这个船成为海水的一部分。
And so that this boat will become part of this ocean.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的诡计。
My sister, this is the device of the enemy.
神的全能和教会的圣洁是成正比的。
God's power is always proportional to the holiness of God in the church.
弟兄姊妹，一切都在乎神的全能。
All depends upon His power.
一切都在乎神的祝福。
All depends upon His blessings.
不在乎人的努力。
It does not depend upon
不在乎那定义的。
It does not
也不在乎那奔跑的。
Who wills or who runs.
只在乎那发怜悯的神。
But it depends upon the merciful God.
弟兄姊妹，如果神不能够祝福我们
，Francis, if God cannot bless us,
如果有罪拦阻神的祝福，不能够让神的祝福临到我们
，If sin becomes a barrier that God's blessing cannot come down,
我们纵然可以有许多的事工
，We can have many works.
我们都可以到机场去把学生们都接来
，We can even go to the airport to pick up all the foreign students.
我们可以到这个中国城把那些不信的人都聚来。
We can go to Chinatown and to gather all the unbelievers.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得人会信主吗
？But do you think people will come to the Lord?
你觉得神在这里他会说话吗
？Do you think God will speak here?
如果这里还包藏着罪恶
，If we continue to let sin,
如果在这里还不审判这样的罪恶
，And we do not judge the sin,
弟兄姊妹，我们难道有神的祝福在这里吗
？Can His presence and blessing still be with us?
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道神是何等巴望祝福他的儿女。
We know God so desires to bless us.
教会是神祝福的对象。
And because we are the object of His blessing.
就算仇敌咒诅我们。
Even our enemy curses us.
神照样祝福我们。
God continues to bless us.
巴兰曾经这个咒诅以色列人。
The prophet Balaam has cursed the Israelites.
但是神使那咒诅的话成为祝福的话语。
But God causes His cursing words of cursing.
仇敌就是咒诅我们，我们照样蒙福的。
Even if the enemy curses us, we will still be blessed in God's eye.
但是圣经特别告诉我们
But the Bible tells us,
巴兰的咒诅不能够拦阻神的祝福
And the cursings of Balaam cannot stop God's blessing.
但是巴兰的诡计却叫神的百姓受了极大的亏损
And but his devices has caused great loss among the children of God.
什么是巴兰的诡计
What is the device of Balaam?
巴兰的诡计乃是让神的儿女行污秽奸淫的事。
And the device of the Balaam is cause Israelites to sin immorality.
弟兄姊妹，神是何等巴望祝福我们。
Brothers and sisters, how God desires to bless us.
很多的时候不是神不要祝福我们。
Many times not because He doesn't want to bless us.
是我们在生命中有些地方不肯顺服。
It's because we still have areas in our life that we're unwilling to yield to God.
我知道有的弟兄姊妹。他们信主已经很多年了。
I know some brothers and sisters already believe in God for many years.
但是在奉献这件事情上就一直不肯有学习。
But in terms of offering and tithing, they refuse to learn anything.
他们什么都有。
They have everything.
他们什么都有。
They have everything.
论房子是大的。
They talk about house. They have the biggest house. And talk about car. They drive a BMW.
哦，他们的工作是很好的工作。
And they have the best jobs.
钱可能已经存了不知道多少个零了。
And they have such huge bank account.
弟兄姊妹，但是你去到这个家，你觉得没有福。
But when you enter into their house, you've discovered there's not a blessing there.
我们知道保罗这个人，他什么都没有。
You know that Paul is one who has nothing.
人看他说似乎一无所有。
He doesn't have anything.
但他就有一样。
He only has one thing.
他就有福。
He has blessing.
所以他说我样样都有。
That's why he says I have all things.
一个没福的人哈。
A person without blessing.
样样都有。
He will have everything.
而这似乎是一无所有。
Yet he has nothing.
弟兄姊妹，如果神祝福我们。
And sister, if God bless us,
就是五饼二鱼五千人能够吃得饱饱的。
Even with five bread and two small fishes, 5,000 will be fed.
如果失去神的祝福。
Without God's blessings,
你纵然有五千个饼，五千个也吃不饱。
Even if you have 5,000 bread, you cannot feed 5,000 people.
一切都在乎主的全能。
All depended upon God's power.
一切在乎主的祝福。
All depended upon His blessings.
弟兄姊妹，在主的感觉里，这个是何等的重。
But sister, in God's eye, these are such weighty measures.
因为主的同在。
Because of His presence.
主的名。
And because of His name.
主的全能。
And because of His power.
是和罪势不两立的。
That cannot stand in the same place with sin.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
他后面还告诉我们。
He continues to tell us.
他说在第六节。
In verse 6.
说你们这自夸是不好的。
Your boasting is not good.
岂不知一点面笑能使全团都发起来吗？
Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough?
神是何等认识罪呢？
God knows our sins very well.
一点点的罪。
A very minor sin.
好像面笑一样。
Just like
全团都要发起来的。
It will cause the whole lump to rise.
这个有的福音朋友问我。
Some gospel friends ask me.
这个有的人的罪好像只占1%。
Some people only have 1% of sin.
啊，他有99%的都是好的。
And he is good 99%.
那有的人呢，只有1%的善。
And some people only have 1% of goodness.
有99%的恶。
And they have 99% of evil.
神怎么把他们都一起淹在洪水里了？
And how can God cause all of them to drown in the Red Sea? That's so unfair.
啊，是，我们都有罪，不错。
Yes, of course, we all have sin.
那可是有的只有1%啊。
But some people only have 1%
of evil. 有的有99%哎。
And they have 99%, and the other have 99% of evil.
甚至99.99%都有可能啊。
And it's even possible,
坏得不得了啊。
Even possible for some to be evil, 99.999%.
我感谢主，那次我们正好读到挪亚方舟的故事。
I thank the Lord because at that time we were studying the Ark of Noah.
我们知道从挪亚方舟里出来一共8个人。
We know that only 8 people came out of Noah's Ark.
这八个人应该是全地上最好的人。
And these 8 people should be the best.
所有那个终日思想那个恶的那些都给淹死了。
All those people who dwell their thoughts in sin.
那个99%的都给淹死了。
Because they have all drowned in the ocean.
可能2%的都给淹死了。
And maybe those who are 20% evil have died.
就剩下这八个好人。
Only 8 good people left.
是非常的好。
And they are very good people.
他们身上可能只有0.0%的不好。
And maybe only 0.0% of evil.
但是当我们读到创世纪11章的时候。
But when we come to Genesis chapter 11.
你敢相信巴别塔是挪亚的后代盖起来的吗？
Can you believe that the Tower of Babel is built by Noah's descendants?
我们知道巴别塔是代表人类堕落到顶点的故事。
We know the story of Babel tells us how man has fallen to their utmost state.
人堕落到顶点，与神在那里对抗。
Men have fallen to their utmost state that they
rise up against God. 他们要宣扬自己的名。
They want to build up their name.
他们要与至高者同等。
They want to be equal to the Holy
One. 他们集体的背叛神。
And together they rebel against God.
一点点的面笑。
A very small amount of leaven.
让全团都要发。
Well, leavens the entire lump.
所以这里你看见，这里说到逾越节。
So here he talks about the Passover.
神恨恶罪，恨恶到一个地步。
God detests sin to a point.
他宁愿舍弃他的儿子，也不要与罪同在。
That he will rather sacrifice his own son, yet not dwell with sin.
逾越节的羔羊已经为我们被他献祭了。
The Passover lamb has already been sacrificed.
有的人说，嘿，这不是主的宝血吗？
And some people said, isn't this the blood of the lamb?
主耶稣的宝血不洗净我们一切的罪吗？
And the blood of the lamb has washed all our sins clean.
弟兄姊妹，你真的认识主耶稣的宝血吗？
And sister, do you truly know the precious blood of the Lord?
当你信靠主耶稣宝血的时候，
When you believe in the precious blood of the Lord,
你是用头脑相信的吗？
Do you believe with your mind?
还是在你生命中你有了经历？
Or because you have experience in your life?
如果主的宝血真的洗净了我们，
If God has cleansed you with His precious blood,
我们的良心从此就洁净了。
Our conscience will be forever cleaned.
从前认为不是罪的。
Formerly, all the things that you do not consider as sin.
今天看见到处都是罪。
Today you discover them, they are sin.
从前对罪没有感觉的。
Formerly, you have no feelings towards sin.
像这样的罪都觉得恶心。
Even such gross sin.
它里面恨那个罪。
And you will have such hatred for sin.
从前我们恨罪人。
Formerly, we hate the sinners.
现在我们恨我们的罪。
Now we hate the sin.
主耶稣的宝血洁净人的良心。
Because Jesus' blood has cleansed our conscience.
如果基督耶稣为我们流了宝血，
If the Lord has shed His precious blood for us,
如果你真的认识主的宝血，
And you truly know that precious blood,
你觉得你还要去犯罪吗？
Do you think you still want to sin?
有一个不孝之子，
And there was a son who was very disobedient.
他的父亲也是过世了，
His father also passed away.
他就去赌博，
And he began to gamble.
然后欠了很多的债。
And he acquired a huge debt for himself.
然后，警察把他带回到他的家里。
The police brought him back to his home.
他跟他妈妈说，以后我再也不赌了。
And he told his mother, from now on, I will not gamble anymore.
那一次政府赦免了他。
Because at that time, the government forgave him.
那么他妈妈说，你以后再也不要去赌博了。
His mother told him, don't gamble anymore.
但是他实在忍不住啊。
But he cannot help himself.
又欠了很多的债。
And then once again, he had a huge debt.
那么这一次政府说让他家里要自己偿还。
And this time, the judge said they have to pay for themselves.
他的母亲就背着他出去去给人打苦工。
And so his mother had to go out to work in order to repay the debt.
去给人抬那个很重的砖头。
She went into the brickyard to carry the very heavy bricks.
然后那个不小心那个砖头就把她的手指全给砸烂了。
And one accident, the brick has crushed her fingers.
当有一天他儿子看见他母亲怎么手被砸烂了。
And when her son saw why is it that her fingers were crushed.
他的母亲告诉他说我是为你去付你所欠的债。
And the mother told the son, I had to work in order to pay your debt.
他看见妈妈指头上的血。
And he saw the blood on his mother's fingers.
他说妈妈我以后再也不赌了。
And the son says, Mom, I will never gamble again.
我再也不赌了。
I will not gamble anymore.
弟兄姊妹，你真的看见主耶稣的血吗？
Brother and sister, have you truly seen the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ?
这里说我们要过无酵节。
Here it tells us we need to hold a feast of Passover.
我们知道这里面说到这个逾越节。
And here it tells us about the Passover.
这逾越节的头一天是吃羔羊的肉。
The first day of the Passover, you need to eat the flesh of the.
后面有七天是吃无酵饼。
And then for the rest 7 days, you eat the
unleavened bread. 这代表神儿女一生过一个无罪的生活。
And this represents that the children of God need to lead a life without sin.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的看见那个罪的可怕，
if we truly see this scariness
of sin, 如果我们真的看见主的宝血，
and see the precious blood of our
Lord, 我们一生都过一个无罪的生活，
then we will lead a life without sin.
弟兄姊妹，过无酵节是一个正常的生活。
It is a normal life to lead, to have a Passover, to lead a life without leaven.
这是余剩之民他们过的最基本的生活。
This is the basic life for the remnants.
有的时候，当我们听到这个余剩之民的教训的时候，
Sometimes when we hear the teachings about the remnants,
我们觉得神好像给这帮人有特殊的要求。
We thought that God has given them special requirement.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的错误的观念。
But brothers, that's our wrong understanding.
弟兄姊妹，余剩之民乃是过正常生活的一般人。
The remnants are those people who lead a normal life.
那是与他们恩典相称的一般的生活。
They lead a life that is worth the calling of grace.
弟兄姊妹，这些以色列人，当时以色列人他们听不见神的话。
At that time, the Israelites cannot hear.
他们听是听见，却没有听是听了，但是却没听见。
They heard, but they did not listen.
但今天有的时候我们听见，但是我们把它听错了。
And today, oftentimes we'll hear God's word, but we have heard wrong.
弟兄姊妹，那是更严重的一件事。
And that is an even serious matter.
因为当我们听错的时候。
And when we heard His message wrong,
我们可能会向错误的道路上直奔呢。
We will run on the wrong way.
我记得在我，很小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
那个时候，我跑得很快。
At that time, I run very fast.
在那个整个区里面呢，我们有一次的比赛。
In our little district, we once had competition.
那个我的教练跟我讲说，我一定拿第一的。
And my coach told me I am destined to be number one.
照着我的实力，我一定拿第一的。
And with my ability, I can run
the fastest. 那个时候如果拿个第一的话，恐怕前途就跟现在不一样了。
And at that time, if I had received number one in my in that competition, then I will lead a different life now.
然后当那个轮到我去跑的时候
，So when it was my turn to run,
那个枪一响，我就使劲的往前跑。
When they let go the gun and I began to run,
然后每个人都在喊
，Everyone was yelling.
哎呀，我真是太好了，我跑到第一名了。
And I thought, this is great.
我就是每个人都在向我欢呼啊。
I thought everyone was cheering for me.
而且还喊我的名字。
And they were all calling my name.
然后突然有一个人把我拦腰就抱住了。
And all of a sudden, someone grabbed hold of me.
我说哪有这种事？哪有跑步？哪有这么犯规的
？I said, no, this is wrong. You can't do that to a runner.
后来我回头一看，其实没有一个人在跑。
I looked back, no one else was running behind me.
因为有一个人犯规了，所以大家都停在那儿了。
Because someone has made a mistake and everyone just stopped there.
可我已经跑出去很远很远了。
But I have already gone a far distance.
哦，我听着都是人家在向我欢呼啊。
I thought everyone was cheering for me.
弟兄姊妹，那次我失去了冠冕。
Brother and sister, that time I lost my crown.
我白白跑了很多的道路。
I have run in vain.
弟兄姊妹，属灵上也是一样。
My sister is the same in our spiritual life.
我们听主的话不要听错了。
When we hear the word of God, let's not hear it wrong.
我记得在信主没多久的时候，我们那个时候看一些属灵的书。
And after not too long after I believed in God, I was reading some spiritual books.
你知道有的书是很深的书啊。
Some books are very deep books.
我那个书到现在都还不一定读得懂啊。
And probably even now, I still cannot understand that book.
那个时候我非常喜欢读。
But at that time, I really liked to read those
books. 那你说，如果你要学习侍奉的话
，The book tells us that if you want to learn to serve God,
你要先学习不侍奉。
You have to first learn not to serve.
哎呀，我们好高兴。
And I was so happy.
那个时候正好这不想侍奉了。
And because at that time I didn't want to serve God.
啊，原来还挺属灵的呢。
And I thought, oh, this I am very spiritual.
这么深的书，跟我的感觉一样的。
And my feeling is the same with this book.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们受了何等大的亏损。
Brother and sister, we have received such loss.
我们白跑了很多的路程。
We have run in vain for such distance.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们听主的道，我们常常听错的话。
Brother and sister, if we often hear the word of God, yet we always hear it wrong.
我们会朝着错误的方向直奔的。
We will run towards the wrong direction.
我们可能会失去我们的冠冕。
And we will lose our crown.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等严肃的一件事。
Dear brother and sister, this is such a serious matter.
罪是有传染性的。
And sin is also contagious.
我们一生都要过一个无效的生活。
We had to lead a life of unleavened.
这是最基本的生活。
And that is the most basic life.
这是与我们所蒙召的恩相称的生活。
And this is a life measuring up to our calling.
这是渔民所过的生活。
And this is a life of the remnant.
所以我们看见在这里，神向着罪恶绝不妥协。
We hear that God will not compromise with sin.
要败坏他的肉体。
He would destroy his flesh.
有的人把这也读成败坏他的 body, 败坏他的身体。
And here, sometimes people misunderstand the verse and says it will destroy their body.
弟兄姊妹，这里说是败坏他的肉体。
Here it says it will destroy his flesh.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还保爱我们的肉体
，Brothers and sisters, if we continue to treasure our flesh,
我们还体恤我们的肉体。
And we still compromise with our flesh.
神要兴起环境，让我们看见这个肉体是何等的败坏。
God will raise this environment to show us how corrupt our
flesh is. 神已经把我们的肉体都一同钉死在十字架上。
For He has already nailed our flesh.
永远的把它毁坏掉。
To destroy it forevermore.
他要把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
He says to remove the wicked man from among yourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这里面我们要非常小心。
Here we need to be very careful.
这里面说到是这样的人。
Here it says the wicked man.
如果有人有软弱
If someone has some weaknesses
他真的犯了这样严重的罪
He indeed had committed such a serious sin
但是他肯回头
But he's willing to repent
他肯回到神的面前
He's willing to turn back to God
他肯承认他的罪
He confesses his sins
主是信实的是公义的
God is faithful and he is just
他要洗净我们一切的不义赦免我们一切的罪孽
He will wash away all our unrighteousness and
没有什么样的罪是主的宝血不能赦免的
There is not a sin which God's blood cannot forgive
看这里说是淫乱的人
But here it says an immoral man
什么意思
What does that mean
就是这个人他不肯从罪恶里面出来
It tells us this man refuses to come out of his sin.
当神要把罪赶出去的时候
When God casts out the sin,
因为他要抓住那个罪
and he still wants to grab hold onto that sin.
当然，他跟罪一同都被赶出去。
Of course, him and his sin will be cast out.
他被赶出去的目的是要让他的灵魂在主耶稣基督的日子可以得救。
The purpose of casting him out is so that his spirit shall be saved on the day of the Lord Jesus.
神向着罪恶绝不妥协。
God will not compromise with sin.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
神是可畏的
God is to be feared
神对罪恶一定要审判的
God definitely had to judge sin
审判的头一步就是显明
And the first step of judgment is to expose that sin
如果有这样的罪能够藏在教会的里面
If there is such kind of sin hidden in the church
神一定要把它显明出来
God will definitely expose it
如果主还在这里作王掌权的话
If God continues to rule and reign
如果在这里还有两三个人奉主的名聚集的话
If there are still two or three people meet in his name
神一定要把罪恶显明出来
Then God will definitely expose that sin
弟兄姊妹神向着罪恶绝不妥协
Brother and sister God will not compromise with sin
在箴言二十五章二十六节那里告诉我们
And Proverbs 25:26 tells us
义人如果在恶人面前退缩的话那就是汤那个弄魂之权汤浊之井汤魂之权弄浊之井
Like a trampled spring and a polluted water is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked
神绝不妥协
God will not compromise
因为神要赐给我们的是清澈的泉水
Because he wants to give us clear springs
他要给我们的是解我们干渴的水井
He wants to give us water that will quench our thirst
落在永生神的手里是可怕的
It is a fearful thing when we've fallen into the hand of the eternal God
主是可畏的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters we need to fear our Lord
人在背后所做的在房顶上要被宣扬出来
And what you've done in secret will be exposed on the rooftop.
没有一个罪恶可以藏躲在他教会的里面。
There's not a sin that can be hidden in the church.
弟兄姊妹，神向着罪恶是何等的绝对。
And God is so direct.
这是神向着罪恶的感觉。
To the sin, and this is how God feels about sin.
那如果神向着罪是这样的感觉。
If God has such feeling for sin.
那我们的态度如何呢
？Then what is our feeling?
我们应该有怎样的态度呢
What is our attitude?
我们的态度和第二节里面所说正好相反
Our attitude is often the opposite as what it described in verse 2
在第二节里面说他们自高自大
In verse 2 it says that they have become puffed up
如果我们听见在教会里有这样的事
If we have heard such kind of thing in the church
我们头一个态度就是自卑
Our first attitude is to humble ourselves
让十字架的光来光照我们
Allow the light of the cross to illuminate in our heart
在我们要去指责别人眼中的刺的时候
Before we want to point out the speck in other people's eyes
我们求主他光让我们看见我们眼中的梁木
We need God's light to show us first the log that is in our eyes
你发现在旧约里面的每一个先知
You discover for every prophet that is in the Old Testament.
当他们看见神百姓犯罪的时候
，When they see the sins of the Israelites，
他们都自卑的来到主的面前。
They will first come before the Lord and humble themselves.
他们都承认自己的罪。
They all confess their own sins.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们的软弱不影响到整个身体。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that my weakness will not affect the body of church.
如果我们的生命够强。
If our life is strong enough,
如果我们向着主够绝对,
if we are direct to the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，在身体里面罪恶是不能被包容的。
And then in the body of Christ, we cannot contain sin.
他们有的人说到劳伦斯弟兄的见证。
Some people share about the testimony of Brother Lawrence.
劳伦斯弟兄他不过是个厨师就是了。
He was just a cook.
那些大的主教都很怕见到他。
And yet all those bishops are afraid to see his face.
因为一见到他，他说他的眼睛好像刀一样，一下刺到你的心里面。
When they look at his face, his eyes are piercing as knives.
他满脸带着笑容的。
You know, his face is always cares with a smile.
但是神从他里面彰显出来。
But when Christ is revealed through him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们向着神是绝对的。
Francis, if we are resolute,
如果我们真的是这样来亲近我们的神
，and we often draw near to Him,
罪恶不能够包藏在教会的里面
，then sin cannot hid in the church.
如果当我们看见有这样的情形
，when we see such conditions,
头一件事我们要谦卑的悔改在主的面前
，the first thing we need to do is to humble ourselves and confess our sins.
我们要自卑
，we need to low humble ourselves.
我们要谦卑在主的面前
，and
让十字架的光来光照我们。
We need to bow before God and allow His light to shine our hearts.
第二个态度就是哀痛。
The second attitude is to mourn.
每一个被十字架的爱充满的人。
Anyone who is filled with the love of the cross.
当他们要去指责别人的时候。
And before they even go to criticize anyone.
他们里面都好像被刀刺痛一样。
Their heart must first be pierced.
Amy Carmichael 是一个很认识主的姊妹。
Amy Carmichael was a sister who knew the Lord.
我最喜欢的她一本书就是那个 Eve 的那个弱。
And the book, one book I like that she has written is called If.
她说如果我在那里责备弟兄
，If I judge a brother，
而我里面却没有像刀一样的刺痛的话
，Yet my heart has not been first pierced，
我就一点不认识加略山的爱。
Then I do not know the love of the Calvary。
弟兄姊妹，愿加略山的爱充满在我们的里面。
May we be filled with the love on Mount Calvary.
为身体的软弱在神的面前哀痛。
And for the weakness of the body, we mourn.
每一个亲近神的人。
Everyone who draw near to God.
每一个摸着加略山爱的人。
Everyone who had touched the love of Calvary.
知道有这样的事情，他们在神的面前都是哀痛的。
When they hear such things exist, they will mourn before God.
第三个态度。
Our third attitude
就采取行动
is to take action.
这个就需要十字架的对付
And this needs the dealing of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么来行动呢
？Brother, sister, how do we act?
当你知道有这样的事情的时候
，If you know such sin exists among us,
有的人他就到处去讲。
Some people just go to other people and tell them about
this. 真的，全天下都知道了。
And they inform others about this.
真的 ，universally reported. 真的，全天下好像都风闻了。
And they were reported to the universe.
有的人看见这种事就我祷告。
Some people when they are faced with such information,
什么都不讲，
I will pray.
我就祷告。
I will not say anything, but I pray.
弟兄姊妹，这都需要十字架来对付我们。
All this requires.
这都是我们自己的意思。
It is all out of our will.
在马太福音十八章那里告诉我们的非常清楚。
And Matthew 18 tells us very clearly.
这里不详细的来讲。
I will not say in detail.
如果你知道这件事
，If you know about something,
首先你要向你的弟兄做见证。
First, you need to testify to your brother.
因为他犯的罪是得罪了主。
Because he has sinned against God.
也得罪了基督身体上的每一个肢体。
He also sinned against every member in the body of Christ. He has sinned against you.
他行这样的事，他得罪了你。
When he done something, when he committed crime, he has sinned against you.
你需要向他做见证，这是罪。
You had to testify to him and tell him this.
你需要从这个罪里面被转移出来。
And that he needs to leave the sin.
如果他不听的话
，If he doesn't listen to you,
再找一个弟兄去。
you find another brother to go with you.
两个弟兄跟他做见证。
The two brothers will bear testimony.
如果他不听这两个弟兄的见证。
If he will not listen to the testimony of the two brothers.
然后告诉教会。
Tell the church.
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
在教会的里面，唯一的解决问题的办法就是十字架。
The only way to resolve any issue in the church is of cross.
我们需要十字架的光来照我们。
We need the light of the cross to shine upon us.
我们需要十字架的爱来充满在我们的里面。
We need the love of the cross to fill us.
我们需要十字架来对付我们。
And we need a cross to deal with us.
舍弃我们自己。
So that we can forsake ourselves.
不顾自己的脸面。
We will not care for our own faces.
为了基督的身体。
But for the sake of the body of Christ, for his testimony,
and
we'll be willing to stand on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，神是爱。
And sisters, God is love.
神是永远的爱。
God is eternal love.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以他要救我们脱离一切的罪恶。
And he will save us from all our sins.
他要把我们带到他的面前，成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
He will bring us before his presence that we will be holy without blemish.
他要得到一个荣耀的教会，一个没有皱纹、没有斑点的教会。
He will obtain a glorious church, one that is without wrinkles or any blemishes.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
愿神的爱再来充满在我们的里面。
May he fill us with his love.
我们起祷告。
Let us pray.
圣洁公义的主，我们敬拜你。
Holy and righteous God, we worship you.
感谢你把我们都从罪恶和死亡里面拯救了出来。
We thank you for you have delivered us from sin and death.
你用你的宝血来洁净我们。
You have cleansed us with your precious blood.
你更把圣洁的生命赐给了我们。
You have given us your holy life.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然有的时候我们偏离了你的道路。
Even though many times we waver from your way,
我们没有照着你的恩典来过我们当过的生活。
We did not live our lives according to your grace.
但你今天来呼召我们。
But today you called out to us.
你今天呼召你余剩的百姓。
You called out to the remnants.
你恢复我们过一个正常的基督徒生活。
Restore us so that we can live a normal Christian life.
愿我们在你面前成为你自己刚强的见证。
May we become a strong testimony before you.
让你的光充满在教会的里面。
That your light will illuminate in this church.
让你的祝福充满在我们的中间。
And your blessing will fill among us.
让你可以自由在这里彰显你自己的全能。
That here you may reveal your power.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And that your name will be hallowed.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.